If a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably involves AIG.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A new audit from the Office of the Special Inspector General says the Federal Reserve Bank should have pushed harder when it negotiated the bailout of AIG last year. The report says Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, who at that time was in charge of the New York Fed, tipped his hand before the negotiations even started. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live from our New York bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
Before we get into today's news, could you remind us exactly what AIG was doing, why it needed to get bailed out?
Okay, so there were banks all over the world, like Goldman Sachs and UBS and Merrill Lynch, you name it pretty much. And they had bought up all these complex financial instruments, and they paid AIG to insure them. Now, as those financial instruments got riskier, AIG was supposed to have more money on hand in case it needed to actually pay off the policies. But when it couldn't come up with enough collateral, it was suddenly in danger of collapsing, and so the government stepped in to save it.
Right. Okay, so what does this report from the Special Inspector General say?
Okay, so the way the government propped up AIG was to buy up the risky securities from the banks so they wouldn't actually need those insurance policies from AIG anymore. And the report says that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which, as you said, was doing the actual negotiating, should have insisted on a discount to buy out those securities. But instead, a lot of the banks, including Goldman Sachs, insisted the government pay full price. Now, the report uses some pretty strong language. It says that the Fed refused to use its considerable leverage to negotiate properly. It's also been suggested that it was way too obvious that the Fed wasn't going to let AIG fail because it had already given the company tens of millions in bailout money earlier this fall, or earlier last fall, rather.
And what does the Fed say about all this?
Well, maybe not surprisingly, the Fed says it did what it needed to do to keep AIG afloat, and that it was only by taking the action that it did that it was able to prevent a complete collapse of the financial system.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us live from our New York bureau. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, shall we do this morning's numbers? European stock markets are off slightly this morning, about a third of a percent. Asian markets were mostly lower as well, with investors locking in some of the gains they've had lately. Commodity prices backed off somewhat. Wall Street liked yesterday's retail sales news, and stocks shimmied up more than a percent across the board. The Dow gained 136 points yesterday. To check out the view at 10,407. The Senate Commerce Committee meets today to investigate what its agenda calls aggressive sales tactics on the Internet. Lawmakers say unsuspecting consumers are getting caught up in an increasingly popular sales gimmick. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
You just finished ordering something online when a surprise voice calls from your computer.
Thank you for your order today. Click the Continue button to get $15 off your next purchase.
Follow through, though, and you could get more than you bargained for.
About 2 or 3 months later, you begin noticing strange charges coming up on your credit card statement, and it turns out the whole thing sort of was a ruse.
University of Pennsylvania marketing professor Robert Meyer says these so-called post-transaction offers can come at you when you buy anything from flowers to movie tickets from seemingly reputable websites. Thousands of consumers have complained of unexpected and hard-to-stop credit card charges for some kind of membership service that was hidden in fine print.
The skill and the deception is to try to find out ways to distract you from looking at that. So that's why, for example, they tend to have things like mini surveys on there or prominent arrows that say, look here.
Meyer says the original merchant can rake in ad revenue for sending you and your credit card information to these third-party sites. While they're not necessarily illegal or shady, he sees a simple fix.
Come to a customer and say, by the way, for the last 30 days you've been a member of this program. If you wish to continue, please give me your credit card information.
Opting in, he says, would protect customers from being left unaware they're on the hook for something they don't really want. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline says a new vaccine is on the way for smokers. Glaxo has signed a licensing agreement with a Maryland biotech called Nabi Pharmaceuticals for a vaccine that would block nicotine from entering your brain and causing all that addictive pleasure. Nabi will get $40 million up front and possibly hundreds of millions more down the road. Glaxo says the vaccine should be approved in a few years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Gathering the news is expensive, and newsroom budgets are shrinking. No, this is not a pledge drive. This is a story about news organizations teaming up with reporters who don't charge anything. That would be you, as in YouTube. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins explains.
20 hours of video are posted on YouTube every minute. But much of it is content like babies who can say, cats who talk, and this kid.
Charlie bit me.
Now the video site is looking to get a little serious with YouTube Direct.
A new platform that allows news organizations to solicit and verify news footage on YouTube by connecting you directly with video makers who want to participate in your news gathering process.
Basically, amateur journalists would post content on YouTube, and news outlets would get to pick the stories they want to include on their sites. The platform has been tested by the San Francisco Chronicle, Politico, NPR, and the Huffington Post. YouTube also says businesses and politicians would be free to gather promotional videos and use the platform. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, New York City Council yesterday approved a 5-minute grace period for drivers who are late to feed the parking meter or move their car on a street cleaning day. And Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he's going to veto that. The issue is motorists don't like how traffic agents run up and ticket them as soon as their time is expired. Bloomberg says a 5-minute grace period doesn't settle the argument. It just moves it forward by 5 minutes. The New York Times quotes Bloomberg asking, "Whose watch are you going to use?" This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.